I was back in the wild again. And I feel right at home.
Welcome back, a little Fred Bear, Ted Nugent. We got your messages. No, we didn't mention Ted Nugent in the open of the show. But yeah, we got that interview coming up. This is your host, Ray I, with Peanut. The Vogler Vogler's back. He's in the studio. Welcome back, Chris.
Good. It's good to be back.
And we've got Matty G running the controls. A little Fred Bear, baby. Ted's going to be down at Lake of the Ozarks tonight in Camden, Missouri at a show. And this week we did the shock jock Gary Lee, KU, not KU, he used to be on KU. He's on the...
that other one.
Q94. Classic rock, baby. Yeah. And so, you know, we had Ted on the show, on our show some years back. Remember, we just kind of like just flipped the switch. You don't get to say much when you get Ted on. What a great guy. And what a great spokesperson for hunting guns in the outdoors. And we're gonna throw it over to Gary Lee. And you really need to listen to this interview. It's always fun to listen to Ted Nugent. We will have Ted on the show coming up in September because Ted will be the In His Own Words cover boy on Midwest Outdoors October issue. I'm giving you a heads up on that, okay? Ready? Let's go down and grab Gary Lee. Let's go.
We've got Uncle Ted with us. Ted Nugent, rocking America again. What is it that's got you so fired up?
Well, every day I wake up, I'm fired up. I mean, I'm the luckiest guitar player in the world. This is I'll be hitting the stage tonight for my 6,608th concert. So the energy level, the velocity, the piston, the vinegar, the spirit, the attitude has never been more fun, more exciting. I got the greatest musicians in the world at my side, and I have forever. I mean, all the way back to the Lures, I won the Michigan Battle of Bands in 1963, and even as kids, we just so emulated Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and certainly James Brown and Wilson Pickett and all the Soul Brothers that taught us how to play this killer music. And here it is, 2017, and I've got a 22-year-old drummer from Detroit, Jason Heartless, just an absolute animal. I mean, the kid is an animal. And Greg Smith, the greatest bass player in the world. So I live my dream every night. We still practice and really hone the tightness and the energy and the dynamics of every song. Every song is the most important song. Every lick, every concert is the most important concert. Every audience is the most important audience. We can't wait to unleash these great songs, and we really put our heart and soul into it every night. So I'm constantly tweaking guitar strings and amplifiers. I fell in love with the Gibson Birdland, a very specialized jazz guitar way back in 1960, and I fell in love with it, but I'm always testing speakers and amplifiers, and I got these brand new, made in America, made in St. Louis, Missouri, Magnetone amps.
Love it.
The grandson of the founder of Magnetone revitalized the brand, and they've been tweaking like a bunch of mad sonic bombast scientists, and I've got the best guitar tone in the world. I can hardly stand it. We never stop, and I got that with these Magnetone amps. I'm always experimenting, so I never give up.
Now, we have a friend who is in transit right now. He's Uncle Ray. Ray is kind of a regular here on Q94, given his camp stories and talking about the outdoors and hunting. And,
well, not on that, Gary, but I got to tell you, I've got to correct you. You respect your elders, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I'm gonna correct you because you said Ray I was a regular. There's nothing regular about Ray I. The guy's irregular. The guy's one of a kind. He's the greatest turkey calling turkey master in the world, and he's really respected and revered by the hunting and conservation community. So he's like a Fred Bear. I mean, the song Fred Bear is about the man Fred Bear, but we all have Fred Bears in our life who taught us about conservation and being the best that you can be, and how we need to be conscientious consumers of this precious renewable resources that the hunting lifestyle represents. And Ray I has done that for a lot of people. So when I play the song Fred Bear on Saturday night at the Ozarks Amphitheater, I swear to God, it's probably the most emotional musical moment. And if you go to my Facebook, I have tens of millions of people on Facebook, and that song represents such an emotional bond of families and friends and blood brothers of the great outdoors lifestyle. So I'm really, really proud of that.
It reaches and touches so many people. That song, you had a great relationship with the one and only Fred Bear. Can you tell us a little bit about the time you got to spend with him?
Well, it'd be hard to tell you a little bit because it was a span of over 40 years. I met him when I was a little boy. The Nugent family would go up north every October to go bow hunting, and it was a new pursuit back then. Fred Bear had basically reintroduced the challenge and the effervescent, mystical flight of the arrow discipline. It's really an incredible discipline. So when I met Fred Bear as a young boy, I was probably 5 or 6 years old on our first meeting at this little shop, a little garage in Grayling, Michigan, with a bear archery sign over the front. And I was already a gung-ho bow-hunting kid. I loved to walk the river courses in the woods with my bow and arrow and shoot chipmunks and squirrels and river rats. But I didn't realize that I was meeting basically the Chuck Berry of bow hunting. I mean, one of the founding fathers. And we became good friends as I grew up. And once I graduated from high school, I started spending a lot of time with Fred. He helped me through some archery maneuvers in my life. And he also taught me how to deal with this insanity of political correctness and the dirty, nasty lie of animal rights and the scam of animal rights. So he was a mentor and a guiding light, and that's why I call my TV show The Spirit of the Wild, because Fred exuded a special spirit that our grandparents and our family members do when we walk those wild grounds to get that sacred protein for our dinner table and balance the herd and be hands-on conservationists and environmentalists. So the Fred Bear song is about a good buddy, mm-hmm. about an educator, about a gentleman, an entrepreneur. And when that song happens, it represents a lifetime of very special campfires with a very special man.
That is so awesome. Being in the outdoors, it leaves such an imprint on people. You're an author, outdoor communicator, TV personality. You've done reality TV, outdoor TV. You've done videos, super rock star. You look back to your experiences in the outdoor and tip your hat to all that you've been able to accomplish by being in the outdoors?
And it's a touch with your inner self. You don't really shoot the arrow. You are the arrow. Mm-hmm. And you don't really play the guitar. You are the music if you really put your heart and soul into it. So it represents a discipline and a higher level of awareness that will serve you well. And I cannot fail to emphasize, Gary, that I'm 69 years clean and sober.
Mm-hmm.
No poisons in my sacred temple. You can't have this much fun. You can't rot like an animal, like Ted Nugent, unless you're clean and sober. So there's still time for everybody to start being clean and sober right now. So it's a very important quality of life. I'm a grandparent, and I'm a DARE officer with the law enforcement program, and I work with a lot of military charities, children's charities. So when I represent Working Hard, Playing Hard America, I better do it right. I better represent them. And yeah, do I get outrageous on stage? And do I use street slang sometimes in my political discourse? Yeah, because I'm a human being. But when it comes right down to it, I take this responsibility to the heart. When I saw political correctness coming on, expect that from me. There's an experiment in self-government. There's only one experiment in self-government where we the people have a responsibility to demand constitutional accountability from our elected employees. I mean, do you know that our friends in New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Massachusetts, California, Illinois, do you know that they have no Second Amendment? They are not allowed to keep or bear jack squat because they didn't fight hard enough, and the bureaucrats and the anti-freedom liberal Democrats have already taken away their right to keep and bear arms. You cannot keep and bear arms in New York and New Jersey, period. It'll get you if you don't fight. If you're not a member of the National Rifle Association,
mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi and all the freedom haters would like to thank you for it. All my friends are members of the National Rifle Association, and all great Americans should be, and I hope they are.
Yeah, that's right. You know, again, we're going to be hearing from Ray Eye here in a little bit as well, and he's going to repeat the same thing, how important it is. I want to thank you for hanging with us. You're a legend. You've been doing this, rocking the world, my brother. I mean, rocking it.
Well, Gary, thank you for celebrating that Spirit of the Wild. Thanks, everybody, for making our Spirit of the Wild TV show on Outdoor Channel the number one hunting show ever. God bless y'all. And thanks for all these unbelievable years of support for my killer rock and roll. I guarantee we are going to show you the greatest concert you've ever seen in your life. You have no idea what this band is doing every night. It's just absolutely out of body.
All right, folks, Ted Nugent. Man, oh, man, how much fun was that? He's going to be jamming it live Saturday night, Lake of the Ozarks at the Ozarks Amphitheater. Tickets are available. You can go online and get hooked up with some. Speaking of really cool stuff, the fun's not going to stop here. We're going to keep it rolling with great legends and a legend in the outdoors. Ray I is hanging with me, and we're going to chat with him. Of course, he knows Uncle Ted, and he's going to encourage you as well to go see the show. Right now, we're going to rock it to the core with Uncle Ted. Little Cat Scratch Fever.